let's turn to the dramatic development in the case of the locked iPhone used by San Bernardino gunman Saeed Rizwan Farooq. The government has put its case on hold. Up until the 11th hour, prosecutors claimed they needed Apple to help them get into the phone. Now, apparently, that's no longer true, and a hearing that had been set for today was canceled. It may seem like a mutually agreeable conclusion, but this standoff exposed a deep conflict over privacy and security that is by no means over. Here to discuss this is NPR's Arthi Shahani. And Arthi, help us understand this. Prosecutors say they can get into the phone without Apple's help now?
Yeah, it's actually a point many experts in cryptography had been making. As secure as the iPhone may be, it's not foolproof. Apple's working to make it so, but they're not there yet. Suddenly, this past Sunday, the government claims some outside party came by and demonstrated a concrete way to get in. So Apple isn't the only one with keys to the kingdom. And I'd note, if this method works, it could mean the FBI has a way to break into every iPhone running on the specific operating system, iOS 9, or even others, which makes this kind of mixed news for Apple. It doesn't have to write software to bypass its own security, as the federal court had ordered, but its hardware isn't so strong after all.
Who is this mysterious outside party?
Law enforcement officials say it is not the National Security Agency, which many were also speculating. They say that this case triggered an outpouring around the entire world with all sorts of security experts offering help. So it could be a private company and or a foreign one. And they are cautiously optimistic, that's their exact words, that while they haven't cracked open the iPhone yet, they'll be able to. And this is a total 180 from their position in their prior briefs.
So I said at the top that this case is sort of on hold. I mean, this larger fight isn't over, correct?
No, not in the least. I mean, I think this is, this fight about the iPhone, how it's unfolded over the last few weeks, it signals two things. One, the cyber arms race, the cat and mouse game to break encryption, the code used to scramble data and make it illegible. It's on, not just for the NSA, not just for the U.S., Russia, China. The FBI has come under a lot of criticism. Like, hey, instead of complaining about Apple, why don't you guys learn to go hack phones for yourself? Now, that could sound unsettling to some. Suddenly, police, cops working on garden variety crimes, they can have spy powers like intelligence agencies, like nation state actors do. But that is definitely a takeaway.
Okay, you said there are two lessons. What's number two?
It's more a set of questions. Who gets to decide how much encryption is good? Do we let Apple, the biggest company on earth, decide? Or do police get to call the shots? Or will Congress actually weigh in and manage to pass a law? And if lawmakers do that, will they talk to other countries to figure out some common rules? The FBI chose a test case that looked really compelling. Not a burglar, not a tax evader, a man who, with his wife, killed 14 people.
And yet the backlash against the FBI was loud, right? And critics were essentially arguing that they were trying to make some sort of power grab.
That's right. And I think it's because people have iPhones, so they feel a connection to this debate. It's not totally theoretical. The iPhone is one of the very first products to bring strong encryption to consumers around the world. Plenty of other tech companies are moving in that direction. And, we're learning probably the iPhone isn't perfect, but again, that is the corporate goal. Apple CEO Tim Cook, he made a point yesterday of saying that that's the point of his product during his launch. So we have to figure out if that actually makes us safer because now my phone and my Gmail, my WhatsApp are so strong, no criminal can break in, or if it makes us weaker because criminals and terrorists can go dark, so to speak.
That's NPR's Arthi Shahani. Arthi, thank you.
Thank you.